Your recording has started.
Welcome everyone to this Working Party 3 meeting number 2 on the 8th of July 2015. I remind you that this call is being recorded, of course, and transcribed for the record. And we'll do a roll call, which is basically those that are attending the other Connect room. And at this point, if there's anyone at the phone bridge that isn't present in the other Connect room, could you please state your name so we can add you to the roll call?
It's Alan. I'm not on Adobe yet.
Thank you very much, Alan. So, staff, could you please add Alan Greenberg to the roll call? Anyone else?
I'm just joining now. I should be there shortly, Cheryl.
I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that voice. Who was it? Could you please kindly add Cheryl Langdon-Oren to... Yeah,
all right, you've made my day now.
And anyone else that is not in the other Connect room but is in the phone bridge? Okay, so no one else. So, well, our last call was pretty chaotic for me. Remember, I had a very bad connectivity, and I would like to again thank Cheryl Langdon all for taking over and leading the call. And we have some action items. I don't know if Brenda has them available to be displayed, but I remember that some of the action items, of course, included us reviewing the comments in the chat box, and we received, of course, the notes and action items from our last call, and I would like to see, well, first, this action item, obtained from CCNSO support staff, most recent copy of document of geographic diversity. I don't know if staff could obtain that. I don't know if it's already on the reading list. So could you please confirm whether staff was able to obtain the CCNSO supports most recent copy of the document of geographic diversity? I remember that Alice sent a document maybe some hours before our call today. But in any case, since I think that nobody has had time to review the document, I would kindly ask to review that document. So, of course, those interested and want to be involved with diversity can include them as part of the working documents. And I see Sebastian had this up. Sebastian, could you please take the floor?
Yes. Sorry, Sebastian Bachelet. Thank you, Leon. I saw that there were exchange on the mailing list about this subject, and somebody asked if it was the last version and what's happened between the publication of the last version of this document and now. It was supposed to be done few months ago, if not years ago, by the board, and it seems that now the board will act before Dublin. But the question is, it really the last document, and how it was organized? I don't remember where it was, this exchange, but I guess it was on the CCWG global list, not on the... It was on the VP3 mailing list, and it was Palm Little who asked some question about that. And I think the answer will be interesting to get. Maybe Cheryl, as she was member of this working group, know better than the other where we are with this document. But I can tell you that when I was in the board, I asked the board to act on this document, but it was never done. And I hope that it will be done soon now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. We really don't know if the board did take action on this. I assume that from listening to your comment, the board didn't really implement the different measures that were supposed to be implemented as of this document that was circulated earlier today. And, well, of course, that would be an excellent starting point for us if we do have this final report. Maybe one of the outcomes on this could be to follow up on the implementation of this document. I have Cheryl on the queue. Cheryl, could you please take the floor?
Thank you. Just kicking yourselves off mute. The board hasn't taken action with it as yet, because whilst it is in its final state, it has not in fact been finally presented to the board for any such action. So I raised the matter of the geographic review paper, it's been extensively discussed, but it in fact has not been put to bed, so to speak. One can only hope that, in fact, in reasonably short order, it will be dealt with, and the recommendations, including that which allows for a degree of self-selection to occur for some of the smaller island states, which seem to be bizarrely placed into one or other geographic region, despite their greater connections to others, can be dealt with. But at this stage, the recommendation is, of course, that we stick with five primary geographic regions, and that a small degree of flexibility is offered with a one-time offer for some self-determination for people to propose that their country is allocated or reallocated into a different region, which would need to be managed. And of course, it wouldn't be an opportunity of changing or only partly changing a change for part of ICANN would have to mean a change for the whole of the ICANN activities. So you could not do it for GAC and not for GMSA, for example. It will shortly be, I trust, a final and accepted document and considered for action and implementation. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. This is very useful. Next one here, I have Alan Greenberg. Alan, could you please take the floor?
Thank you. Maybe I'm missing something, but I'm not sure why this paper is relevant. Other than it says there is not going to be a radical change of regions which are going to fix our diversity problem by some sort of hand-waving magic. It says the status quo, with the exception of small islands being able to move between regions or you know, things equivalent to that. It says we're living with the rules, basic rules we have. We have a participation problem from some regions, and we have a cultural issue from some regions where people don't feel, even if they're here or know about us, don't feel comfortable in participating actively, both of which lead very heavily to the diversity problem. But I'm not sure why this paper is particularly relevant. Maybe I'm missing something.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Alan. And from my perspective, maybe the relevance of this document is precisely that it doesn't do very much to address diversity issues. So our work as Working Party 3 would be, of course, to suggest which actions we consider that should be taken in order to address this issue. And I see Cheryl will hand us up again. Cheryl, could you please take the floor?
Thank you. In terms of relevance, and hopefully my mic has been adjusted in position, I'm slightly easier to hear again. In terms of relevance, there was some discussion in our last call, and indeed there was some considerable discussion during the geographic regions review as to whether or not, for example, the very large and populous region of Asia Pacific should or could be sectioned up into smaller sub-regions. And in fact, there was considerable discussion in the wider ICANN community as to whether or not the geographic regions numbers may change for the purposes of ICANN from the five that we currently have up to a manner of seven. Should that have gone through as a recommendation, then it would have perhaps gone some way as to looking at some of the concerns that were raised by some of our Work Party 3 members last week. Now, that said, this is the current state of geographic review opinion. It does not mean that a near future review may not come up with a markedly different or significantly different outcome. And certainly some of the discussion of sub-regional activities and of gatherings of like-minded sub-regional groupings. And for example, there I mean small island states, which would be seen as having interest groupings, was another way of being considered. So it's a little more than a reference, if you like, Alan, but it is a current state in play as to how the geographic regional balance is currently being cut.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Any reactions to that, Alan?
My only reaction is I recognize all of that, but we can summarize that in a paragraph and not ask people to read a 100-page report, given that we're on a rather tight timeline. That was my only
good point. Okay, agree with the timeline. One action item that is outstanding, and I think that would be an excellent kickstart for actually our work doing our group doing some work, is that volunteers were supposed to populate subgroups, and I didn't quite see any emails on the mailing list, anyone volunteering to any of the subgroups till maybe 1 hour ago, in which we received an email from one of the participants asking to join the staff accountability subgroup. And I think that maybe we could organize ourselves in this call and just add our names to each of the working subgroups. And I see Olga Cavalli's hand is up. So, Olga, could you please take the floor?
Thank you, Leon. Thank you very much. And just answering your request of participation, if you, this is Olga Cavalli for the record, by the way. I was sick the last 3 or 4 days with a strong cold and influenza. So if you could be so kind to remind us, me and maybe other colleagues, about which are the subgroups and which is the focus of each of them, and I would gladly try to join and help as much as possible. But if you could remind us about them now, I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, Olga, thank you very much. The three subgroups in which we were dividing our working party's work are SONAC accountability, staff and board accountability with, of course, the board duties issued that arose, and the ATRT, subgroup. I don't know if that answers your question, Olga. Next in the queue, I have Sebastian. Sebastian, could you please take the floor?
Yes, Sebastian Bachelet. Thank you, Leon. We have three wiki pages, and those pages are start to be populated with volunteers. There is one on SOAC accountability, one on staff accountability, and one on diversity. And I guess part of no mails was that it was directly populated on those pages. I tried to put the link on the chat, but I'm not sure that it gets well. But you have a mail from Alice who gave us a link for the three pages sent us earlier today or during the last night for some. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. And yes, Alice did send this email with the three wiki pages created for each of the subgroups, as you correctly stated. And I was mistaken about the ATRT, I'm sorry. It was diversity instead of ATRT. But just we do have these wiki pages already. And since they were sent at my 4 a.m. Time, I haven't had time to review them already. So we can, of course, invite everyone who wants to take part of each of the subgroups. So please add your name at the wiki page as participant, and of course send your willingness to collaborate in each group to staff so they can help you if you have any problems, and add your name. We took the subgroups. Next on the queue, I have Jan Scholten. Jan, could you please take the floor?
Yeah, hi Leon, hi everyone. Two things about the groups. Presumably the groups need to each identify the specific measures that they want or think need to be brought into the immediate workstream one realm. And I suggested on our last call that maybe with regards to workstream two issues, that it would still be helpful in our report to identify what to specify what those workstream two issues would be, so that it's in the record exactly what those workstream two issues would be in regard to each of the diversity, accountability, etc. issues, so that that's given as a specific reference point.
Thank you very much, Jen. And then, yes, that that is part of the work that we need to do. Our main output from this working party would be to get the party to our Paris meeting with a list of issues itemized between Workstream 1 and Workstream 2, which most of them, I believe, will be Workstream 2, if not all. It would be very unlikely to find Workstream 1 issues with regards to these arising issues identified on the public comment period. But we should definitely address the comments from the community. And I see, Jen, do you have your hand up again? Jen?
Yeah, just to say on Workstream 1 issues, in the, on diversity, for example, would we want to go forward with the report on Workstream 1 recommendations without saying anything about diversity in the independent review panel? And without saying anything about diversity in relation to the SOAC empowerment mechanism?
No, we definitely wouldn't want to do that. We should definitely address diversity issues on items that are already Workstream 1 issues. But what I don't want to do is create new issues that would be labeled Workstream 1. With regards to these arising issues from public comments. So we need to find a way, of course, to categorize what we have in Workstream 1 and, of course, refer it to these arising issues and see how they relate and, of course, address the corresponding concerns with regards to each of the already categorized Workstream 1 issues and these arising issues from public comment. Just right, we should definitely address, for example, the diversity in the IRP panel composition and other issues that are already Workstream 1. So any other thoughts or comments on populating the groups? Okay. So what would be, of course, to add your names to one of the subgroups, because we need to finish our work in a very short time. Then the agenda item number 3 was, of course, the review of preliminary results from subgroups. And since we haven't populated the subgroups, it is unlikely that we have any advance on this agenda item. However, I did send a draft document for what regards to SOAC accountability. I don't know if staff has it already in hand. And here what I did is just an exercise of reviewing the different documents that we have on the reading list, which are basically the affirmation of commitments, the ATRT reports, and the IJAMPILOS. And here what I did is just try to identify those mechanisms or those concepts that are already in place, of course, that are that are existing mechanisms, and that while they can or cannot directly relate to SOs and ACs, we could might as well assess the convenience of maybe extending its reach to SOs and ACs, because what I found in each of the documents is that most, if not all, of the many mechanisms that are already in place or the recommendations from the ATRT are targeted to the board and staff, of course, but they are, as far as I could tell, they are not related or they are not targeting the ESOs and ACs as part of ICANN as an organization. So, of course, I think that from the affirmation of commitments, it could well be assessed or at least discussed whether affirmation of commitments paragraph 3 and paragraph 9 would be applicable to ESOs and AC as well as for ICANN, the organization. But since the ESOs and ACs are part, a vital part of the organization, we should be discussing whether all actions and decisions taken by each ESO and AC would be or should be guided by, of course, the principles and the commitments that are that are set in these two paragraphs of the affirmation of commitments. With regards to the ATRT, I found no recommendations that are directly linked to SONAC transparency or accountability. So one of the outputs could be, of course, to include SONAC accountability as part of the ATRT, or maybe not the ATRT, but another kind of review that would address the accountability issues on SOs and ACs. And with regards to the bylaws, these are mechanisms or these are statements that are also already in place, but they are also only left open for each SO and AC to establish their own charter and procedural documents. And my suggestion would be to take a dive into each SONAC procedural documents and find out whether these documents do have any accountability mechanisms in place already. And if they don't, well, I don't think that it is our work to build those documents, but rather just recommend that each ESO and AC should definitely build these documents into their organizational structure. And I see Alan Gloomberg's hand is up. Alan, could you please take the floor?
Thank you. Just in reference to the bylaws and the charters of the organizations, the SOs, the bylaws have to be approved by the board, and that goes for the subgroups of the SOs. For the ACs, their own rules do not have to be approved by the board, but there are selected cases, and one is the ALS approval process within the ALAC, which does require board approval. But so it's a varied mix between the ACs and SOs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Next one here, I have Jen.
Yeah, thanks, Leon. Just to underline the point here, the SOs and ACs in the new community empowerment mechanism would be given significant powers to recall the board or individual members of the board, to reconsider the budgets, to reject the operational strategy, to change the bylaws. These are very significant powers. But then when we look at the accountability of those SOs and ACs, you say here, a first review of existing documentation shows that there are almost no provisions that oblige SOs and ACs to be held accountable to their constituents or to the larger internet community. That's a problem.
I couldn't agree more with you, Jen. That's actually part of the output that we need to produce in this working party. I don't mean the actual documents, but of course the recommendations at least that would lead as part of our work stream to work to follow up with each SO and AC with regards to accountability and of course the staff and diversity in each of the points, and we can establish this as a plan for work stream 2. I see Alan hand us up again. Alan, could you please say the floor?
Thank you very much. What Jan says is basically true, but it's well known within ICANN that many of our ACs and SOs are represent and the subgroups within them are representing are embodied by a very small subgroup of those entities in the world, who bear the same name. You know, the business constituency is not made up of the majority of businesses of the world. And within those groups, only a small percentage of them are active and knowledgeable in what ICANN is doing. So we know that, and we haven't been able to do anything about it for a long time. And I think we have to be very pragmatic in what we're doing. We're not going to fix this problem today. We have to, at the very least, make sure that the groups within ICANN that are going to be speaking on behalf of these people or these entities are at least representative of those who are participating and actively have some game plan or are required to have some game plan to widen that base to a reasonable extent. And we also have the related problem of even if each of these constituencies are accountable to their own membership, how do we make sure that enough of these ACs and SOs are participating so that they're accountable to the overall community? Because there's a real potential for having only a small subgroup active in these processes that we're putting together. So I think we have to be very pragmatic in what we're doing. Understand and document the problem, but not pretend we are going to fix it right now. But at least make sure that it's a high priority item. Some of you have heard me preach before that, you know, ICANN keeps on talking about the need for diversity, but we don't do a lot about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Next in the queue, I have Jen.
I can quite imagine that these issues have been recognized for a long time and that measures to correct them haven't been able to be done for a long time. But what's different at the moment is that at this moment, significant new powers are to be invested in the SOs and ACs through this empowerment, the community empowerment mechanism. So things that maybe could have been deferred before become perhaps a little bit more urgent now. And I really wonder whether it can wait until Workstream 2 entirely. I'm just imagining certain grumpy senators looking at the proposal and saying, well, who are these people to be deciding these things? And then causing a political problem about it.
Thank you very much, Jim. This is something that we definitely need to take into account. And this needs to be not only a working party three decision, but I think the larger group position. And I agree with Alan, we need to be very pragmatic in what we're doing. I don't think we can produce those mechanisms in this really short time, and that is why I would suggest that we identify the issues and itemize them, and first of all, relate them to any Workstream 1 issues that are already in our proposal, and if there aren't any, then I would definitely defer any work on these to Workstream 2. Next in the queue, I have Caboose. Caboose, could you please stay forward?
Yes. Do we need to take this path? It was discussed in BA that how we make the each constituency accountable to the entire community. Do we need that part? Because the problem is that if you take the constituencies, let us say 4 SO and 3 ACs, and then we make all of these accountable to the things, still the community is not the seven. The community is the entire community using. I think it is a very, very complex path we go. Why we need that? The problem is I'm not against that. The problem is implementability. It is very difficult. If you take one SO and make it to the entire community responsible, first of all, what is the entire community? Entire community is all SO and AC, or the entire community is the whole community using the system? And how you could make that? What is the way to implement that? That accountable. You go to the IRP if this accountability is not made? What you do? What is the mechanism? What is the modality? And still, I believe that we are going too far to that. It was discussed, some people they want, we are still going some perfection. Please, before taking any action to see whether it's possible or it's not possible. I think it is not possible at all. If GNSO is responsible within the entire GNSO community, so far so good. How you could make GNSO accountable to the entire 7 SO and AC? Why? Sorry, how? In what way? What is the modality to implement that? And in order to make that accountability, how you proceed? So please kindly consider that before taking any actions. Still we have little time, 7 days or 6 days, and I don't think that we need to go too much in that details.
Thank you very much, Caboose. I definitely agree with you with that we don't need to make decisions in this 7 days. I mean, it is just materially impossible to take any decisions in this 7 days in such an important issue. And I think that if I understand well, you were talking about the mutual accountability roundtable that was discussed and that was highlighted by a document sent to the list a couple of days ago, and that of course was discussed in Buenos Aires, and I think that these are mutual accountability roundtable is just a suggestion that is being explored. It's not an actual mechanism or a decision that has been put on the table to be included in the proposal, but rather, as I say, just a suggestion that is aimed to guide us on one alternative that could be, of course, implemented. And I think that the problem that we need to deal in this working party is not actually deciding on whether we want to go with that suggestion or not, but only identifying which are those issues that need to be taken care of. And as Cheryl rightly points it in the chat box, get at least a firm commitment that on Workstream 2, those who need to take action on any of these mechanisms or put in place these mechanisms will be able or will be committed to take those actions. Next in the queue, I have Greg Shatton. Greg, could you please take the floor?
Thank you, Leon. Greg Shatton, for the record. I think there are some implementation or implementability issues here. Definitely recognize and agree with Cavus on that. Second, definitional issues when we're talking about SOAC accountability. At one point, we're talking about accountability to the community, which I guess would mean to other SOs and ACs. Then there's issue of accountability to the community that it represents or purports to represent, and then kind of accountability, at different levels. When you talk about SO accountability, and the GNSO being kind of multi-layered has issues. Are we talking about accountability of the entire GNSO as a whole, or about accountability of stakeholder groups or constituencies, or all three? They're each kind of have their own issues, and I guess we get here to an issue of kind of to whom are they accountable, and who will be exercising the oversight? Is this a self-governance issue, or is there, should there be some sort of outside agent that deals with such things? There are a lot of issues here. I think that in the short time we have. I don't know how much more we can do other than acknowledge this is an issue and that it needs to be dealt with in Workstream 2. However, that still leaves me a little queasy because the entire exercise of that we're engaged in here and to a great extent the IANA transition engaged to is empowering the community and really. If the community is largely the sum total of the SOs and ACs, at least as representation, I think at the highest level, there's a question of community accountability. And how do we hold the community accountable? Or to put it another way, do we really trust, quote-unquote, the community? Even before we start talking about whether individual groups are appropriately accountable, is the community accountable? And that's an issue which I think we can't ignore because we're not just empowering individual SOs and ACs. As a matter of fact, we're not really empowering individual SOs and ACs. We're empowering the community. And it's the community, the accountability of the community that needs to be on the table as well as looking at it in a more granular fashion. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Greg. Next in the queue I have Sebastian.
Sebastian Machore speaking. It seems that it's become very complex, and it's interesting those exchange because if I summarize badly, we want to have the board accountable, but we are not sure that our SOAC or the community is really accountable, and I really think that it's very important that we can't change. The way ICANN is working today to have a better situation, even if we think that it's a better one, we need to be sure. Then I agree with Jens. We need really to find a way to do something, or at least to write that we will engage to do something, but. Doing so, we will say, okay, we trust that SO and AC will do something, but we don't trust the board that they will do something before the or after the transitions. And we need to be very careful at where we put our trust and why we don't trust part of the overall community, including the board. I really think we need to have this discussion about each SO and ACs and their related body, house, stakeholder group, constituency within the GNSO, RALOs and at-large structure for at-large, for example. and other for the other SONACs, and we need to find where we need to do some work on those issues to have a better accountability to the member quote of each of these the SONACs. That's really very important that we do it. At least we identify that in Workstream 1, and we push, as Cheryl said, the implementation or even the discussion on what we will do in detail in Workstream 2. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Next in the queue, I have Kavus. Kavus, could you please take the floor?
Second, the maximum we could do, raise a sort of the objectives and questions. Examines ways, means, and modality by which we could make each SO and AC accountable inside their own and accountable inside all SOs and AC and accountable within the entire community. As sort of the objectives, whether there are a modality to do that, and full stop.
We missed your first point. I think that your microphone might be on mute, or your line was not.
Do you want me to repeat?
So, yes, please do repeat the first point because we all missed it.
Yes. So, okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I repeat. We should raise it or put it in a sort of the objectives or questions. Examines ways and means and modality by which we could make each SO and AC accountable inside their own community and accountable within entire SO and AC and possibly accountable with entire community work stream to push it for that. That is the only thing we could just flag the issue. And not to spend any time because our time is very, very limited and a more important and very urgent top priority that we have to address. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus. I think we're on the same page here. I agree with your proposal, and hopefully we will have those output documents by the end of the work of our working party. And next on the queue, I have Alan Greenberg. Alan, could you please take the floor?
Thank you very much. I'd like to go back to Jan's comment about accountability to the wider community, not just to those who participate in our ACs and SOs. There are a few parts of ICANN that are very representative. I think we could easily say the registrars and registries have large amounts of participation by the overall community that they purport to represent. And that's the reason is very simple. There's a lot of money in it for them, so they have to participate to some extent. That is not the case for the others. But we're weaving a rather complex mosaic in the accountability CCWG, and I'll recount a conversation that happened yesterday on the subgroup of WP1 that's looking on community mechanisms, and among other things, the weighting. And Greg was on that call, so he can tell you I'm wrong or right. And the weighting mechanism, there was a strong argument and discussion of should we reduce the all of the ACs to have lower weighting points than the SOs, because the SOs and the GNSO in particular is the real substance of ICANN. And yet the ACs are the only part of ICANN that does look at the world outside of their constituencies. So the ALAC may not have representatives of 3 billion users, but our job is to represent the needs of those users. All governments may not participate actively, but their job is to look out on behalf of issues that the governments care about on a wider scale. The ESSAC is looking at issues that report the stability of the Internet, not stability of the ICANN use of the Internet. So, we're in a position that we may make our groups very accountable, but other parts of the accountability CCWG may end up stripping us of the ability to actually represent the rest of the world. So these are all interrelated things, I'm afraid. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. You're right with regards to interrelation. So my suggestion would be, of course, to finish populating the working groups, the subgroups, and if you agree, each of the subgroups could produce a document similar to the one that I sent with regards to the preliminary inventory of existing accountability mechanisms for SOs and ACs. And, of course, the next step with regards to this first draft would be to have those participants of the subgroup of SO and AC accountability comment on the draft document, and it would be great if we could begin highlighting the suggestions or the questions or whatever output we can build in this document, so we can, of course, then distribute it to the larger cross-community working group. So if you agree, that would be our next step, to produce similar documents for each of the working groups, the working subgroups, I mean. And, of course, I think the discussion starters that were drafted by Matthew could also be a great help to maybe build the suggestions that we would like to distribute to the larger group. So do we agree in this objective for our next call? Our next call is pretty soon. Our next call, if I'm not mistaken, is on Friday. And it would be great if by Friday we could have these draft documents. I will continue to work on the SONAC accountability mechanisms draft, and will, of course, upload it to the wiki and open it for comments. So I think we've covered pretty much what we had in the agenda. Are there any other business that anyone would like to raise? I see Sebastian. Hand this up. Sebastian, could you please take the floor?
Thank you, Leon. Sebastian Bachelet. I just wanted to be sure that between the date and hours, you suggest there was some change, or if not, I am in little trouble and how those time I'd be sent to us. But just to be sure that what was your proposal is still the time we need, or it's the one we receive from staff. Thank you.
I'm not sure if that if I got that correct, because my line faded a little bit, Sebastian. But if you mean which document are you supposed to work on, is that correct?
No, it's sorry, Leon, Sebastian. Last time you sent us a list of meeting dates and hours, and when I received those by staff in invitation, I thought it was not the same, and I want to be sure which one we need to follow.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Staff has sent calendar invites. You should have them in your inbox. Our next call is scheduled for Friday 10 at 6 UTC. So that is our next call. And I would, of course, ask staff to double-check whether these invites have been correctly sent, and to confirm with all of the working party participants that they have these invites in their inbox. So could you please, Brenda, double-check whether we have all the invites sent? And okay, so I see that she's already confirming that staff calendar invites are accurate. So please do follow the calendar invites as the officially scheduled calls. Next on the queue, I have Caboose.
Yes, Leon, I'm sorry. It is not in your agenda, but you asked any other business. We had a presentation by the lawyers yesterday, and now we have studied the document. What is happening to that document? Where and when we follow that discussions? It was not mentioned how it will be done, but I would like to hear from you, if you have some information, what is the next step with respect to that presentation? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kabus. The plan for discussing what was presented by the lawyers is to, well, first have the lawyers present the document to the working group, which happened yesterday. Then our homework, if we could say that, is to review that document so we can go to our Paris meeting and, of course, have a wider discussion within the group with regards to to the information that we are being presented by the lawyers. So as we have constantly repeated, there is no decision being made at this point. Hopefully, in Paris, we would be able to build consensus on whether any of the models is, of course, supported by the whole working group, and therefore built as or considered as the proposed model. But at this stage, the discussion on what the lawyers presented will most likely happen maybe in our call for next Tuesday, and of course as part of the agenda for our Paris meeting. I don't know if that answers your question, Kabus.
Yes, Leon, yes, you partly answered my question, but let me just share with you in less than a minute my understanding. My understanding is that in Paris we would not select any of the methods, because the method as presented in the document slides, there is something which I called the evolutionary method, starting from the designators or quasi-designators, aiming at the end, if possible, for some membership type and so on and so forth. There is no single method. There is something starting stepwise from one, and possibly at the end, if everything goes well, you go to the other one. So that is not so. I want to have an understanding that we are not selecting designator model or membership model, because that has been passed. We are taking something which achieve our objectives without talking of a specific segregated model. It is something, a combination, starting from something and going onward from the objectives which satisfy what we looking for. So that is my understanding. I may be wrong, but I hope that if lawyers listening to our discussions maybe kindly take that into account, that there is no single method. There is an evolutionary approach. You're starting from something and you end from something else. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kapus. Are there any other business that anyone wants to raise? I see that the discussion on the chat box is with regards to availability for the calls, and I couldn't agree more with Greg Shatton's comment that I wouldn't consider myself open for business at 1 a.m., at least in my time. But however, I suppose that I am available to for this call. And yes, the scheduling of these working party three calls was done based on checking with any conflicting slots with other CCWG working parties and CWG calls. So these are the slots that we were able to accommodate. I am mindful that maybe the times are not the best for any of us or all of us, but this is the space, the time that we were able to allocate for our working group. So I do apologize if the calls are scheduled at an inconvenient time for anyone, but of course, kindly ask for your understanding and sharing the burden of the different time zones. Are there any other business that anyone wants to raise at this point? Okay, I see no one else raising any other business. So please do add yourselves to any of the subgroups. And if you want to take the draft document that I sent with regards to SONAC as maybe a template that we could use to expedite our work, you are very welcome to do so. If any of you wants to propose a different template for this kind of documents, you're also very welcome to do that. And I will try to coordinate the work in each of the subgroups so we don't get into the problem of selecting a coordinator for each subgroup since we don't have any time. So I will put myself as coordinating all of the subgroups and, of course, have to listen to all of those participating in each of the subgroups. So, having no other business, we can have we can conclude this call. It was scheduled originally for 90 minutes. We are at the top of the hour. So, I thank you for your attendance, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much.